Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Shot in the Dark. I'm your host, John Cena Evil here. Let's get right down to it, starting with AEW Rampage. As Orange Cassidy defeated Alex Reynolds of the Dark Order, Cassidy looked real distraught after what Trent Beretta did to him, as Reynolds and John Silver start the match by mocking the best friends by hugging. A more aggressive side from Orange here, taking out Silver with an orange punch on the outside, and then a 1-2 Reynolds for the win. Rene Paquette joined him to get his reaction after what happened with Trent Beretta, but before he could say anything, Beretta started to make his way down to the ring. Chuck Taylor then appears from behind Orange as the fans and myself think that he was about to attack Orange, but instead he stands in front of Orange as Trent asks him if they're still best friends, and Chuck is left with a very confused Orange as the saga of the best friends continue. We have a TBS Championship open house match here as Julia Hart defeated Layla Hirsch, where the open house rule was that Brody King is banned from ringside. It's actually Layla's first AEW match in over 2 years after being injured and then kind of just being on Ring of Honor since then. And this match only lasted a couple minutes as Julia lured Hirsch in the corner and just rolled her up for the win. As it looks like Julia might have gotten a little bit of an injury here, hence the short match and the unusual finish here. And with the mixed match that she had on Dynamite with Brody King, Adam Copeland, and Willow Nightingale, she didn't really interact too much. So we'll see how she is this Sunday on Dynasty. Finally, after all these weeks, we get the Zack Knight vs. Cool Hand and Angela Parker match. This is also Knight's AEW wrestling debut. Saraya and Harley Cameron kept getting on the apron and got ejected. Parker got busted open in this as Knight kept talking trash about Ruby Soho to Parker before hitting a big right hook for the pin. No Ruby involvement at all. I'm not sure if this is a blow-off match, but there was something taped on Dynamite, which is interesting because it was taped for Rampage, even though Rampage is going to be live this Saturday with Collision, so I'm not sure exactly how that's going to fit in the program, but there was a segment with Angela Parker and Ruby Soho in the ring, where Ruby said that she is pregnant. I'm not doubting this legitimacy or not. It just kind of came out of nowhere, as I thought the Parker-Ruby relationship was just on screen, but if this is true, congratulations to the couple. Kyle O'Reilly's in the back talking to Rocky Romero, saying if he wins the international title, he wants a title shot with Romero here, but Roger Strong hears this and gets offended, and Strong says that if O'Reilly can be champion, but not his title, and he says he's okay with O'Reilly being on his own as long as it doesn't involve Strong, and the following day on Collision, unfortunately, Strong did attack O'Reilly as that match is official for Dynasty. And in the main event here, Jay White defeated Matt Sydal after catching him off the top rope right into the Blade Runner for the pin. We move on to TNA Impact. The show starts in progress with a brawl between Hammerstone and Josh Alexander, but as they make it to the ring, security runs out and separates them. Tommy Dreamer comes out to a big reaction here, being in the 2300 Arena in Philadelphia, and tells Alexander to head to the back since he got busted open during this brawl, and he will talk to Hammerstone himself. Dreamer talks about how he was the one who got Hammerstone here in TNA, putting in a good word for him, and tells him he doesn't have to go down this path and to face people straight up. Hammerstone agrees and shakes his hand, but then attacks Dreamer from behind and puts him in the torture rack as Alexander runs back out and chases Hammerstone away and says that their match at Rebellion will now be a last man standing match. We go to a TNA Digital Media Championship match, Crazy Steve versus Laredo Kid. Laredo Kid was supposed to get this title shot months back, but he did miss his flight there. And this match ends in a disqualification when Laredo Kid kind of loses it because the entire match Steve was trying to take his mask off, so Laredo Kid just starts attacking. Crazy Steve in the corner, he even pushes the referee, causing disqualification, as it looks like they'll be having a rematch soon. Backstage, Alex Shelley apologizes to Chris Sabin and Kushida, said that they work better as a team after all these weeks of him trying to be on a solo path here, as they all three hug it out as Time Machine seems to be reunited here. First Class, AJ Francis and Rich Swann defeated ABC in a pretty good tag match here. The big AJ Francis was actually able to hang in with these three smaller, faster guys here. And then after Francis held onto Ace Austin's leg during the 1-2 sweet attempt, Swann rolls up Austin for the pin. Joe Henry then comes out and starts doing the Fresh Prince song, kind of changing the lyrics here, saying that Swann is Fresh Prince. And then, of course, he calls AJ Francis Uncle Phil, which gets a big Uncle Phil chant here. Henry then says that Santino Marella has made a match between himself and Swann at Rebellion. Ash by Elegance and George Weissman kind of corner Santino in the back and said that since Seth DeLander took her spot in the 8-4-1 match, it should be Ash getting the title match at Rebellion, but Santino just says no and leaves. Mustafa Ali gets to a little scuffle with Jake Something backstage and then talks to the Grizzle Young Vets to get their services to take care of the Something problem. Santino Morella's in the ring and introduces Jordan Grace and Steph DeLander, who comes out with Matt Cardona for their contract signing ahead of the Knockouts World title match at Rebellion. And of course, they get into it with Cardona saying that he was the one who took the digital media title from Grace, but Grace comes back saying that She defeated DeLander's boyfriend in Matt Cardona, and she defeated Cardona's wife in Chelsea Green, and they end up brawling a bit, and with Cardona's help, DeLander chokeslams Grace through the table. I kind of want to see this title on Steph DeLander, honestly. No offense to Jordan Grace, but I feel like Steph DeLander and being the heel with the title would be a better fit right now in TNA. We have another one of those spooky, as I call them, I guess, jigsaw-style segments for Jonathan Gresham. Not as gruesome, just a style that it's shot in. And he talks about wearing three masks here, one that he shows to the world, one that he only shows to his closest friends, and a third one that he hasn't been able to show anyone yet. And they keep showing, like, these zoom-ins to this face here. Kind of looks like they're wearing, like, grills in their teeth. And I'm not sure if that's supposed to be Gresham. Maybe, like, another identity of Gresham or somebody totally unrelated. But I guess we'll find out soon enough here as Gresham. His return to TNA is inevitable. Moose defeated Trent Seven after hitting a spear. Mike Bailey tried to take out the system after the match, but they all took him out until Kushida and the Motor City Machine Guns run out to chase off the system. Jake Something defeated James Drake. Diener comes out and takes out Zach Gibson on the outside as Something hit the void for the pin. Mustafa Ali then comes out with a bunch of people kind of protesting that they don't want Something in the X Division, so Something just dives into all of them before tossing Ali into the ring. GYV saves Ali and then takes out Diener and Something together with Ali. And in the main event, the 58th annual, well, not annual, but the 58th ever Monsters Bowl match, PCO defeated Khan, wild stuff, of course, including the animator from PCO from the top rope through a table to Khan. Khan then puts PCO through a ladder at one point, but PCO finishes the match by pouring thumbtacks all over Khan and hits him with the PCO salt for the win. On TNA Explosion, they showed a pair of Motor City Machine Gun matches, as it looks like their time with TNA is coming to an end. Gia Miller's around the ring was with Rosemary, who asked about Courtney Rush being released from her vessel, and she says once in a while she does to play video games, and they still wonder about the whereabouts of Taya Valkyrie. I promise you, she is on AEW and Ring of Honor. End of the match here, Steve Macklin defeated Kevin Knight after hitting the KIA in a good showing from both of these men. We move on to Ring of Honor on Honor Club. The show starts with Eddie Kingston and Mark Briscoe after the match from Supercard of Honor, where they said that this is what they're going to do to each other as they're all beat up and bandaged up as friends. Imagine what they're going to do along with Adam Copeland to House of Black. Action Andretti defeated Isaiah Cassidy. Rare singles match here from Cassidy and is also his Ring of Honor debut. Andretti gets the pin after hitting a split-legged moonsault in a pretty fun opener. Shane Taylor and Lee Moriarty defeated Julian Ward and Kaz Jordan, known as Australian Takeover, with Taylor ended Jordan easily and quickly with the Marcus Garvey driver. We see footage of Billy Starks after Supercard of Honor, where her parents are upset at her at the way that she won her title, so she just walks off on them and she goes and celebrates with Athena, who calls her her new mom. Nyla Rose defeated Kat Van Hees, a local talent around the same size as Rose, but despite that, Rose was able to enter with a frog splash for the win. Christopher Daniels defeated Cole Carter after hitting the Angel's Wings. I'm a little bit surprised by this outcome, as Carter just came off a win from Supercard of Honor, and Daniels, who hardly wins, got the win here, so I'm not sure what they had planned for him, but I think Carter should have gotten the win here. The Righteous defeated Bryce Donovan and Chico Adams pretty quickly here when Vincent hit Orange Sunshine off of Dutch to Donovan for the win. Anna Jay defeated LMK, Little Mean Kathleen easily here after hitting a gory bomb. Zack Knight defeated Alvin Alvarez. Alvarez I just saw actually at 2300 Arena getting a nice beatdown from the Sandman, and of course the Alvin of the Chipmunks chants throughout the crowd from a one in Brandon from New Jersey. Alvin had a bit of momentum here and the crowd got behind him, but Knight ends him with a lariat for the pin. And in the main event here in a Ring of Honor World Television Championship Proving Ground match, Kyle Fletcher defeated Wright Titus in a nice 5-minute showcase here, ending with the pile driver bomb from Fletcher. You know, coming off of what I thought was a pretty hot show with Supercard of Honor, I honestly expected this episode to feel a little bit more important, but this exposes the problem with Ring of Honor, where it doesn't feel like a TV show. It just feels like a compilation of matches, and most of them being squashes. Yeah, they added an interview throughout, they splice in follow-up on the pay-per-view, but it doesn't feel special. Like, would it have hurt to have Mark Briscoe open up the show with a speech, talking to the crowd after his world title? This is a constant issue with Ring of Honor, and unless they fix it, most won't even know this show is won't even give this show a shot, and that's warranted, to be honest, at this point. And also, no follow-up or explanation on why Lee Johnson skipped ahead of Ethan Page for the TV title when weeks of build-up here of him going after the title once Fletcher comes back, and there was no explanation for this, and he's not even injured. He's still wrestling in the indies, so I'm not sure exactly what's going on here in Ring of Honor. Women of Wrestling Superheroes. The Beast defeated Goldie Collins after hitting a spear and a Beast Bomb. Abilene Maverick was on commentary as the Beast will be challenging for her WOW title soon. Genesis defeated Steffi Slays by cheating with her feet on the ropes for leverage. No sign of the rest of Team Exile here, as Genesis has recently self-appointed herself as the leader and after she cut a promo saying this is pretty much Genesis 2.0 on her own. Chantilly Cella defeated Chainsaw after some backfired assistance from Angelica Dante on the outside and hitting the Coachella cutter. Of course, Coachella season, so Cella has to win. And in the main event for the Women of Wrestling Championship, Abilene Maverick defeated Americana by countout when Jesse Jones comes out towards the end and holds onto Americana on the outside as the referee doesn't notice her and counts her out. Abilene, before this match, went into the locker room to the All-American girls and presented the contract, an open contract here. And Santana Garrett thought it was for her, and she seemed a little upset that it wasn't. Then after the match, Santina comes out and attacks Jones as the Beast takes out Abilene before holding up the WOW title. We go to NWA Power. This is another episode of the Hard Time show here, and it starts with a first-round match in the NWA United States Championship Tag Team Tournament, as the Immortals had decided to vacate their titles to go after the World Tag Team Championships. And this match is between the Fixers and Tim Storm, who had a mystery partner being JAC. A first time he's seeing JAC here, but Wrecking Ball Ligurski hits a Ligurski slam on JAC to get the pin and to advance. Taylor Rising defeated Miss Star with a roll-up. The entire match was Star selling a neck injury by wearing this bedazzled neck brace. In the main event for the NWA World Tag Team Championships, Blunt Force Trauma defeated the Immortals. Before the match, the Immortals gave the U.S. tag titles up in order to challenge for these titles, and it backfired on them. Unfortunately, now they are titleless. Kratos also claimed that his gear was stolen, so he was wrestling in street clothes in this match. Aaron Stevens kept getting on the apron and distracting the Immortals until Carnage blindsided Otison with a dropkick to get the pin and the win. On NXT Level Up, Tavion Heist defeated Uriah Connors after hitting a flurry of belly-to-back suplexes. Crazy adrenaline here at the end from Tavion. And a bit of a different look here, with Heist ditching the singlet look and going for the long tights look. They even had a storyline here that Heist was the opponent that Connors had to face when he had his tryout match for WWE. I've really been impressed with Heist here, and I hope that they start pushing him on NXT proper, as he's pretty much been confined here to Level Up. Blair Davenport and Stevie Turner teaming up for the first time after saying that they faced off a bunch of times at NXT UK, defeated the team of Carly Bright and Kendall Gray, Bright Gray. And Bright Gray had an interview before the match where they talked about how similar they look, which I admit I had to do a double take here at how similar they look. But they talk about themselves being something, bringing something different to the table with their sports backgrounds, with one being amateur wrestling and Kendall Gray, and Carly Bright with her cheerleading background. Davenport, though, was able to hit the Falcon Arrow on Bright to get the pin, and I kind of like the team of Davenport and Turner. I can see them sticking together, as well as Bright and Gray. And in the main event here, Eddie Thorpe defeated Dion Lennox after hitting an Impaler DDT. Lennox initially pushed Thorpe off when he was trying to help him up, but he did go and shake his hand after. WWE main event. This was from the Wells Fargo Arena that I attended in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, as Shayna Baszler and Zoe Stark defeated Katana Chance and Kayden Carter, with Stark hitting the Z360 on Chance for the pin, and Ivar defeated Julius Creed after hitting the Doomsaw in a very good 7-minute match here. I would definitely check it out if you can. And on WWE Speed, we have another quarterfinal match here as Johnny Gargano defeated Angel in a bit over 2 minutes after hitting the one final beat to advance, and Gargano will face Reed in the semifinals, and next week we'll see the other semifinal match as Ricochet takes on JD McDonagh, as we find out who will be the first ever Speed champion. Is this going to be an actual title? Is this just a trophy? Not sure. I guess we'll find out soon enough. But that is it for me this week. You guys can catch me here next week for another episode of Shot in the Dark.